You may remember the fable written by Hans Christian Andersen about the emperor's new clothes. Remember it? It was written in the 1800s. It's a famous story. If you remember the plot, which is relatively simple, you have this king and his town, the people that were gathered around him, and they thought that they were really special. They thought that they were worthy for everything, and the king was, of course, the top of this ladder, and he thought he was the greatest thing ever to step on the face of the earth. And there were some con men who came into town. Two of them came in, and they were going to create some clothing for the king that only worthy people would be able to see. Now they didn't have any. It was a special fabric. And they were working on it, and they talked about it. They spent weeks working on it. They were paying these men some great amount of money to create this outfit for the king, and they were sewing and sewing and sewing, but they weren't really doing anything. They would just go into their they would talk about it, and then they'd go inside and they'd just talk to each other, and they would kind of fiddle around And it ended up that they came out and they mimed out the dressing of the king in these special clothing, and then the king went out and paraded around the town without any clothes on. Everybody else, all of the people said, "Oh, well, we can see the clothing. We can see the clothing because only worthy people can see the clothing, so we can see it." And the king thought he was very special because, of course, he didn't have any clothes on, but he had to have been worthy so he could see his clothes as well. Until there was a child in the crowd who said, "He didn't have any clothes on." This story is a fable, and it tells us something about ourselves. We like to think that we are super special, that we have all of the things that we need, and we put on these things to cover up the failings in our lives, the things that we don't want other people to see. We hide behind them, whether it's a fancy house or car, or maybe it's certain kinds of things that avoid the wrinkles and the sags from showing. We do these things. Well, not the people in this room, of course, but most people do these things to cover up the things that we don't want other people to see. This is really a challenging spiritual discipline to let go of those things. To think about, how do we become authentic people in the world? How do we give up the special stuff, the things that cover up and the things that we hide behind, and really become known to the people around us? The gospel lesson today is about this very thing. It's good to hear a little bit of context about where this gospel falls, because if you just read it, you wouldn't know. But this gospel lesson falls right after Jesus' Last Supper in the Gospel of John, where he had washed his disciples' feet, and then he was betrayed by Judas, and he was just about to go and be crucified. It was that very moment, and Jesus has a speech with his disciples that we heard a portion of today. And in that he said, "There are no servants and masters. There are only friends. And friends are supposed to love each other." The challenge of this passage, and the thing that we need to flesh out, is what it means to be a friend. We think friends are the people that we bowl with, or the people that we went to school with, the people that we know in our neighborhoods. Those are the people that we classify as our friends. But in Jesus' world, friends are different than that. In Jesus' world, friends are everybody that we encounter along the way, and it's about knowing who they are and still caring about them. Knowing deep down, with all of the stuff taken away, knowing who they are really, and then loving them with everything they have. It's really a challenging piece of our lives is to be friends like that. Because we like to put things around us that hide us from our friends, the people that we exist with in the world. We like to hide behind these things and think that we have it all figured out, and we want other people to think that we're perfect. But the challenge of this is that that's not who anybody is. No one has it all figured out, and no one has all the answers, and we all are struggling to know something deeper about ourselves. So the goal is to get rid of those things, the facades that we put around ourselves, and to think about how we can continue to be loved in community. That is a challenge of this passage of Scripture. It's a challenge of taking on the commands that are noted here. It says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." It's a powerful passage of Scripture. Not only for us to be the ones that are going out and laying down our lives, but also realizing that we've got to lay down the things that partition us away from people so that people can love us. It's a two-way street. We think that we're the ones in control and that we are the ones that have been called to go lay down our lives. But really, it's a communal activity. It's something that requires each of us to lay down the things that are getting in the way so that our friends can step forward and love us. Yesterday, Jennifer and I went to a premarital counseling workshop. It was 9 hours of great fun. premarital counseling workshop is that we practiced many different ways that we could talk to each other and come to know each other from our own individual worlds, to talk openly about the things that were key in our lives, the things that make us different and individuals and unique. When we talked about those things and conversed about those things, then we can only come to know somebody better. And that's where our love deepens. It is the same as this passage that we hear today. Jesus says you must love your friends for who they really are. Are you willing to be a friend? Are you willing to not only help and love somebody else around you, care for somebody, but are you willing to let other people see who you really are? That's what friendship in the eyes of Jesus is all about. I hope that you will, as you hear this passage of Scripture and think about the commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples, think about how you can live in community, a community like St. Patrick's, by being who you really are, sharing your true self, and as a result, come to a better knowledge of how to be a loving friend, to love with every fiber of your being. That is a difficult task. That is what we're called to do as people of God. Amen.